Hallelujah. As written in our program, our topic of today is marriage. It came at this. As I noticed when they put the theme of our convention was faithfulness. In the first day we were faithful to God. In the second day we are faithful with our family. And today the faithfulness will be towards marriage and society. Marriage and society. Marriage being marriage being the third cell in the society, because the family is the first cell or the first nucleus of the society. Before we move from our Lord God to our family and then to the society at large. Now, in order to speak about marriage, I want to put four words to define. Love, sex, marriage, friendship. I think we said before in previous years or sessions that in the Bible we have three Greek words translated as love: eros, philia, and agape. Eros, the sensual love. Philia, the human love. Agape, the spiritual love. There is a big gap between each of these three meanings of love. As you hear in our everyday language, if somebody wants to practice sex, he says, "I want to make love." But this is not love. This is eros. This is sensual love. It is related to the senses, related to the instinct, to the motive, sexual desire inside everybody. And this sensual love is by itself not love at all. It is lust. It is lust and not love. Because sensual love is a body-to-body relation. But love is a person-to-person relation. There is much difference between having a body-to-body relation, like in adultery, flesh-to-flesh. This is different from love, that is person-to-person. Not only we are going through marriage to be united by body, physically, or on the flesh level, but also we are going to be united through intellect, through psyche, through spirit. Before we consider this type of sensual love is actually a very minor part in the love process. The love process must include more than the body. This is called eros, and any relation on this level only is considered adultery. Now, what about philia? Philia is the human love. That is the love of the father and mother to their children. The love of somebody to his friend. This friendly love, this human love, this, you know, body and blood love or relation with the relatives is something good, but it is not the ultimate station of love. Now, the ultimate station of love is agape, that is the spiritual love. this spiritual love can be given to everybody, and especially to the partner by marriage. Now, to everybody, you are going to like him or her, not on the last level, and even you are not affected by the human level, you are a spiritual person. Your love is not a commercial love, give and take. No, it is a Christian love, give even without taking. Okay? Therefore, I have three types of love. Eros is just lusting love, sensual love. And philia is human love, it's the everyday life love. If you are giving, you are going to expect to take. If you are not taking, you are going to reject this lover or this person. You must to have some sort of balance between giving and taking in this human love. And this agape spiritual love, this is the divine love, it is only given even without taking. This love is affectionate. Only the affections are working. And this love is not stable. It can be reversed, vice versa. Because it is in the human level. Now, this love, the divine love, is constant. It is stable. It always gives. It is not expecting to take. In every occasion, he is ready to give. That's why his love is stable. It is the divine love. The Lord loves us before we love him, and loves us even if we reject him. He is the essence of love, and the love means to give and not to take. Now, to like everybody in earth through spiritual love is good, having this divine love inside your heart. With your partner, take care of this part, please, and concentrate. With your partner, when you get married, you are going to have these three types of love together, but after sanctifying and baptizing the sensual love. Yes, there may be sexual, there must be sexual relations, there may be sexual relations, there must be fasting, even concerning these innocent and holy sexual relations. Therefore, you know, this innocence will be fulfilled and will be satisfied. There will be human love, and moreover, there will be spiritual love between yourself and your partner. Try to imagine the so-called civil marriage. It can be here. Adultery, it can be here. But Christian marriage can only be here in this area.
ماشي معايا ولا تعبانين؟
هنا في الإيرس بنلاقي الأدلتري، لكن في الفيليا ممكن نلاقي السيفل مارج، أي اثنين يتجوزوا في السيفل وبعد شوية يسيبوا بعض، نو بروبلم يعني، دي عملية مشروع، it's a project, give and take. Now this is a Christian marriage, the spiritual marriage, it's a highly designed thing for our prosperity and for our souls and not for our bodies. Now let me shift to the second point, sex. God created male and female. And this creation and difference in anatomy and in physiology was just a tool for marriage. That's why we are against homosexuality. Simply because this is anti-nature, anti-anatomy. God created sex as a tool for marriage, and marriage for the continuity of humankind. Try to imagine these persons who are insisting to rationalize homosexuality, saying it is something natural. How can it be natural? If it is natural, no proper marriage will occur, and no continuity of the humankind will occur. Therefore, sex actually is something sensual, psychological, and spiritual together. The same two things here.
such as created by God is the relation between two bodies, that is sensual, two psychs, that's psychological, two spirits, that's spiritual. Deviation occurs when six becomes a goal, and when six becomes a substance, and when six becomes homo. These are the three deviations of six. When six becomes a goal by itself, it's a deviation. Because, as we said, six is just a tool for marriage. It's not a goal by itself. Number two, when six becomes a substance, a materialistic thing, we are minimizing and subordinating sex from being a person-to-person relation, a spiritual-psychological relation, to become just a substantial relation or a materialistic one. The third type of deviation in sex is this homosexuality. خلاص كده انا first time to recognize ان في سماعة تانية كده احنا خلصنا النقطتين دول how sex becomes a goal this is wrong على فكرة I think we said before that a study on the American society says it is a sex oriented society I read this book here in America it's called America, a sex-oriented society. This is, you know, when sex became a goal, not a tool. The second is when it becomes a substance, and the third when it becomes home. Now let us shift to marriage and finish by friendship. The Christian marriage If you allow me, because probably I like enumeration, in our concepts has five goals. You can omit or add after you hear. First goal of Christian marriage is unifying love. It is agape. One of the goals of Christian marriage is to get unified to your partner through the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, through the Holy Sacrament. The two are becoming a one, and the one is becoming two. Is that? الاثنين بيبقوا ايه؟ واحد يصير اثنان ايه؟ جسدا واحدا. والواحد بيبقى اثنين. In Arabic, بين خالص. لما بنقول هو كان فرد وبقى ايه زوج يعني ايه زوج اثنين جوز ولا انتم متعرفوش كده يقول لك جوز حمام يعني ايه جوز حمام يعني تو كلمة زوج معناها تو دبل therefore you became double when you were get married because you carry your partner inside your mind and your heart now this is a unifying love whenever you are moving walking, talking, working, praying, playing even, you have your partner inside your mind and your heart. This is a type of unification that occurs through the Holy Sacrament by the Holy Spirit. The second goal of Christian marriage is cooperation. You remember when our Lord Jesus, our Lord, created Adam, he asked Adam to give names to the animals and the birds. And Adam was alone. He started to notice that the birds and the animals are couples. فقيم ولا لا؟ قاعد يديهم أسامي، يديهم names. وبعدين يقول in the Bible إني أما لنفسه فلم يجد معين النظير. He didn't find a cooperative person like himself to cooperate with him in life. Then God created Eve as a cooperative. Therefore, the second goal of Christian marriage is cooperation in life. Three, salvation. Because marriage, which is designed for the majority of population of Christian people, marriage is a helper in salvation. If you are married, you are going to have satisfaction concerning the sexual desire in the right and the holy way. You are not going to commit sin, adultery, and so on. Therefore, through marriage, you are going to take a good help in your salvation. It doesn't mean that marriage saves you. No. No, marriage helps you. The only savior is the grace of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. But marriage can help you because you are going to satisfy all your sexual desires in a holy way. So, continuity of humankind. This is the fourth goal. It's actually a goal, yes, and it's the result. And I want to tell you something here. If we have a couple, a married couple, and they have no children, can we permit them to divorce each other? And once you have no long divorce, I shouldn't tell you how to give Allah in Christianity. Why? Because we have these goals fulfilled. The unifying love, the cooperation in life, the salvation. But the majority of the married couples give birth to children, and this will participate in the continuity of the humankind. Now, the last point and the last goal of Christian marriage is increasing the number of sins. Because if you are married, you will help yourself in salvation and your partner. And also, if you give birth to children, you are going to grow these children up inside the church and in the love of God, and therefore you are going to add to the number of sins in heaven. You are not going to have children just to satisfy your instincts. Fatherhood, the motherhood instinct. No, it's not only just to satisfy the instinct. It's also, after satisfying the instincts, to have these children Christians and saints and holy for the future to be partakers in the kingdom of heaven. These are the five goals of the Christian love and the Christian marriage. Without these five goals, our marriage is not having the, fulfillment of the Christian image. My last point to start any type of discussion or comment is the friendship. You said before, what about the couple friendship and the group friendship? Much different. Because if you have a couple friendship, restricting yourself to one partner, one friend from the opposite sex, this type of friendship can only be valid if it is in the marriage procedure. But if not in the marriage procedure, as we see in our society here, if it is just for fun or for sexual desires, this couple friendship is for sure an eros. It is not agape. Even it is not the human love, because it is more than human, it's only also sin. I mean less than human, it's also sinful. Therefore, we don't encourage the premarital relations. Why? Simply because this will fix ourselves in the eros type of love. And will give us a marriage that is sensually oriented, sexually oriented, eros oriented, lust oriented. This marriage sure will be good, because it depended on the senses and on the lust. It didn't depend on the spirit or person-to-person relation. And as we said yesterday, as I read here in your newspapers, the teenagers, because they are practicing sex frequently with the other partners and frequently changing the partner, even if this sex is heterosexual, they started to catch AIDS, and the AIDS percentage is increasing between the teenagers especially because of frequently changing the partner. Now, my dear friends, we are not we don't want you to be isolated or to be, put in bonds. No. You must control yourself and your sexual desire, and you must not enter into premarital sex. For two things, it can be a sin, it can be an AIDS, it can be a misorientation towards marriage. Well, I want to know who can be my partner. If we have sexual relations, I pick my partner through sexual relations. This is a big deceit. Because after feeling satisfied sexually, and sexually, this lust will vanish and disappear after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. That's why they change each other. And they have divorce. And their children start to be lost. Broken families, broken marriage, unsuccessful marriage, all these are the results of this couple friendship. As a group, in a holy way and in a limited way. We know our limitations. We say, yes, I try, but I couldn't. I feel the desire. I say, okay, this is something very legit. Yes, there is the sexual desire, but also there is the mind, and there is the spirit, and there is God. So this sexual desire can be controlled by your mind when you think over, and by your spirit when you try to have a holy life, and by God working in your human nature to give you the power to have self-control against sex. I know it's a struggle, yes, but this struggle is not left to ourselves only. We are struggling with the help of God. We are doing our best, and we have the grace of God working inside us. So through God, through our spirit, through our mind, we can control our sexual desire. We can get in contact with many, many friends from the same sex and from the opposite sex. But this friendship is a group type of friendship and is not an eros and lusty type of friendship. My last word is, if you are going to live in lust, you will be lost. Any lust you know, the lust of collecting money, the lust of sexual desires, the lust of egocentrism, all these types of lust cause the human being to be lost. But in our Lord Jesus Christ, He will strengthen our spiritual desires and strengthen and illuminate our minds in order to have self-control on this till we are in the proper time and situation to start the Christian marriage procedure. It needs time, it needs finances, it needs the spirituality, it needs the maturity in order to start the Christian marriage procedure. And I feel as Group C, you are on the marriage, on the borderline to start the marriage procedure before enter into group friendship. And pray, have your spirit nourished, your mind illuminated, your sexual desires under control in order to start your Christian marriage procedure. And I'm sure you are going to select the proper partner and to lead a holy and happy life through the grace of God. And thank you very much.